You know, the guy's been doing a great job of giving me time to where I don't have to fair catch and able to try and make some plays.
Wes, you've played on some teams that have not been this successful. How much are you embracing the fact that you're 9-0, the big bully, and a lot of teams pretty much don't like you guys? Being the bad guy, how much are you embracing that?
I don't know if I'm really embracing it at all. I'm just, you know, trying to take a day at a time and make sure that, you know, I do my assignments day in, day out, and doing the same things at the start of the season, you know, and keep doing those things now.
Plus, you're looking at the standings, saying thank God that I'm on this team rather than Miami.
I don't really look at it like that. You know, I'm just, you know, excited with the opportunities that we have here and you know, just keep on working each day and you know, make sure we're getting ready for Buffalo.
When you don't fair catch, I guess it says something about your mentality. And does it sort of maybe convey something to your team too?
You know, I think they know I'm going to take some chances and stuff, so try and hold those guys up even longer and you know, things like that. But, you know, the guys have done a great job of, you know, giving me the time to be able to, you know, return and not have a guy, you know, hit me right as I catch it or anything like that. So,
what's the biggest thing you notice from the way they were playing in September when you beat them and the way they're playing now? Because they are a hot team.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're playing really well, you know, and we have our hands full with them. And you know, we're definitely have to put together a good game plan and make sure we're executing on all cylinders to be able to come away with a win.
Wes, why is this team so clearly adept at dealing with the national spotlight?
What's that now?
Why is this team so clearly capable of handling the national spotlight and staying on the even keel?
You know, I don't know. You'd have to ask some of the guys who have been here for a while. But, you know, we have, you know, a lot of great leaders and you know, a lot of veterans on this team who do a great job of, you know, making sure that, you know, this stuff doesn't faze us. And, you know, we're just ready to play football. That's what it's all about.
Is the atmosphere different here than it was in Miami the last couple of years?
I don't really like comparing anything to Miami or anything like that. You know, I just, you know, I'm excited with the opportunities I have here and look forward, you know, to getting better each day and make sure, you know, we're ready for Buffalo this week.
Wes, can you give me your best Lou Holtz invitation and tell me why Buffalo is such a scary team?
I don't know about being able to do the Lou Holtz part, but you know, I think, you know, they got a great defense, they got great special teams, they run the ball successfully. I mean, they have some dangerous receivers and you know, they're a team that, you know, you really got to bring your A game and just have a chance to beat them.